Good morning. Great gospel, huh? Depending on who you are, I guess. It's a great gospel. And it helped us, all the readings today, it's going to help us to know who we are, who God is, and what we got to do with that equation. Who we are, who God is, and what do we have to do with that equation? The first thing we got to focus on is who we are. Now, the one publican, of course, today in the gospel comes and says, "Thank you, God, that I am not like the rest of men," which means he was focused on himself and what he does for God. You know, so he sat there and, "I do this, I do that, I do that, I do that." So there's no salvation for this man because God couldn't do anything for him because he did everything for God. Now, that can be a lot of us. We focus on all the great things we do for God instead of all the great things God does for us. And with that, there can be no salvation for the person because they don't need God. They do everything for him. Then you get the publican. The publican knows who he is. He knows he is a sinner. And again, as I've talked about almost every week, I think, since Pope Francis has been elected Pope, I think I've talked about him almost every week. And again, in the American article, which I've talked about many times, when someone asked him, as we talked about, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am a sinner." But that ain't where he ended. And the publican, that is not where he ended. So first of all, we focus on who we are, sinful people. Everyone here, we're sinful people. But then we don't get stuck on ourselves. That's just as bad, because when you focus on, "I'm just a sinner," then you're only giving glory to the devil. Right? When you're always focused on yourselves and your sinfulness, it's all like, "Look at me, I'm just a sinner." Well, then you're giving the devil great glory because he has power over your life. All he does is keep you a sinner in your life. "I'm no good, I'm no good." They walked out redeemed. The sinner didn't stay there his whole life and say he was a sinner and give glory to the devil. He walked out redeemed. That when you and I acknowledge who we are, then God is faithful to us and God redeems us. So we walk out redeemed. There's a different reality. Huh? Now, Paul, if you listen to the second reading, he's talking about, first of all, he starts with all the stuff he's done for God. And he says he's ready to die. And he isn't afraid to go into God. He's ready to go to God because of the things he did. But then we find out why he did the things he did or where he got the power. Jesus. And so there's a big difference. The publican thought he was going to do everything by his power. He couldn't. Paul, who was a Pharisee, knew that everything he did was by the power of Jesus in his life. Huh? And so when we acknowledge that, then we live a life of gratitude to God. As like Pope Francis says, we might get tired of confessing, but God is never tired of forgiving. But there's a couple things we got to do to receive this mercy from God. The first thing we got to do is what Jesus Christ told us. What was the first thing out of Jesus' mouth when he proclaimed the gospel? He says, "Repent." Now again, repentance means that we change our life. We can't do it by our power. Remember when you say the act of contrition, when you go to confession, "Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more." That's what we have to mean. But it's by the help of your grace. It's not me. I can't do it. So the first thing is repent. So we need to have that intention. Because like I say, let's say I go up and I've used this example before, but I beat the heck out of Jim over there because I don't like the way he plays the guitar today. I don't know. But I beat the heck out of him. And then I go up to him and I go, "I'm sorry, Jim, for beating the heck out of you. Will you forgive me?" "Sure, Father, because he's a saint." And then I see him an hour later and I go, "Hi, Jim." He goes, "Hi, Father." Bang, beat him up again. I go, "Oh, James, I'm very sorry that I beat you up again." And he's going to say, "Would you please forgive me?" And he's going to say, "Of course, Father. You're my pastor. Of course I will forgive you." And then I see him an hour later and I go, "Hi, James." He goes,
"Hi, Father."
I beat him up again. And I say, "Oh, James, I'm having a very bad day, you know. I'm very weak as it is. And so I ask you once again, I am going to try, James, to not beat you up again." What's he going to say?
"It's okay, Father."
I don't think so. He's going to say, "I don't buy it, Father, because if you're going to just try, I'm not going to forgive you. You got to say, I'm never going to do this again." Okay, so that's the intention. Now, is it possible for us with just the intention to change? No, absolutely impossible. We cannot do it in ourselves. We need to look at Jesus. See, this is the problem. What we do is when we're in sin, is we focus on ourself and our weakness instead of focusing on Jesus and his strength. You and I don't have the power to stop sinning, but Jesus does. And see, that was the difference between the publican and the Pharisee. The publican knew he couldn't do anything by his grace or by his power. So he gave it all to God, and God redeemed him and exalted him. The Pharisee thought they were going to have to do things themselves, and they thought they did, but they didn't. So the key is to focus on Jesus with our sinfulness. And what that does is it causes us to be humble, huh? As much as we can be humble. And again, we've talked about, you know, this morning when I went to the Word of God, and before I got out of bed like I do, and you know, again, it's amazing how God always does it just right. Can you imagine what God can do? Anyway, this morning it came to see how this fits into the readings today. Open it up, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Any good Protestants here? No, chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Okay, it says, clothe yourself with humility, because God is stern with the arrogant, but the humble he shows kindness. Clothe yourselves with humility. And so what does this mean? It doesn't mean we go around and we become wallflowers and we go, I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. Humility is truth. It's truth about us, the truth about others. Humility doesn't mean that we go around and we become something that we're not. Humility is understanding the truth of who we are and the truth of who other people are. And our help got to be for anything else. It got to be for everyone's salvation, right? That when I'm a humble person, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and others are sinners, but I do everything in my power to help them to become saints, right? Because everyone who becomes a saint goes to heaven, correct? And like I said before, you either become a saint or you go to hell, right? Is there an in-between? No. So our goal got to be that we become saints because of the grace of God, and we help other people become saints by the grace of God. Sometimes that'll mean we're gentle with them. Sometimes it'll mean we kick them in the butt. But we do it to save them. We do it so they can go to heaven. We do it because we love them, huh? That must be our goal in life. So the way, again, we do this is by the grace of Almighty God. We don't go around and think about how many times we do it subtly when we judge other people that come to church and they don't do things our way and different things. We think, I'm pretty good. I go to Mass every Sunday, or most Sundays, or Father Larry yells at me. And I put up with Father Larry every week. That got to get me out of purgatory for sure. And I do all these things. I worked the Oktoberfest the full weekend, you know. That the reality that focuses on self will never lead you to heaven. The only reality that we have is we focus on Jesus. And I am nothing without him. But I don't focus on my nothingness. I focus on I am everything inside of him. Right? As the Philippians says, I can do all things in ourselves. Nope, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. So people of God, what we need to be doing today is focusing on Christ and his strength and not ourselves and our weakness. And that'll cause us humility. And in the end, that's what's going to get us saved. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages,